Welcome, and thank you all for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode all throughout the call. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now I will turn the meeting over to our host, Gladys Dottirjo. You may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this 15th meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2020. We ask that everyone please keep the citizens of our state and country in your thoughts and prayers during this ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. At this time, I would like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us on the call. Commissioner Ralph Unora.
Present.
Commissioner John Coleman.
Good morning.
Vice Chairman David Sweet.
Here.
Thank you. A quorum is present. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the Commission will act on various matters. There is no opportunity for the public to address the Commission at this public meeting. We appreciate your patience as we continue to work together in these unique circumstances presented by the pandemic. Due to the COVID-19 emergency, the PUC office buildings are closed. The Commission remains fully operational with personnel working remotely. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio also will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. The first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for September 17, 2020, and I will call upon Commissioner Unora, who is the editor of the minutes.
Madam Chair, I have reviewed the minutes of the September 17, 2020 public meeting and recommend they be approved as submitted. Thank you.
You have heard the motion from Commissioner Unora for approval of the minutes. Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion or edits? Hearing none, all those in favor of the approval of the minutes, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. Now, at this time, I will turn it over to our Secretary, Rosemary Chiavetta, who will lead us through today's agenda.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda items for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page 1 with matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance. It is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the formal complaint of Chris Paludi versus the West Penn Power Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet. I heard Commissioner Coleman second it first. Any discussion on this matter?
Yes, Madam Chair, I have a brief statement.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you. Before the Commission are the initial decision of Administrative Law Judge Katrina Dunderdale, the exceptions of the complainant Chris Paludi, and the reply exceptions of West Penn Power Company regarding a formal complaint in which Mr. Paludi alleged that the numerous service outages he experienced constituted unsafe or unreasonable service. West Penn claims that 6 of those outages were caused by off-corridor trees, which were since removed. The remainder were claimed to be normal recloser events. From September 2017 through August 2018, Mr. Paludi and his wife contacted West Penn 10 times regarding the outages. The Administrative Law Judge notes in the record supports a finding that West Penn did respond to the service issues and sought to address the service interruptions to the point where the utility's actions constitute a reasonable response, even going as far as removing off right-of-way trees. The tree removal improved service to Mr. Paludi, but I cannot help but note that the record shows there were 29 interruptions of service from May 2018 until the date of the hearing on July 19, 2019. I support the Commission's action in encouraging West Penn to continue to work to resolve whatever service interruptions remain. But I also ask that a copy of the Commission's order be served upon the Commission's Electric Safety Division for their information and whatever action they may deem to be appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion? I do have comments to place on the record, and I ask that you place on the record in their entirety. I will just briefly summarize mine. You've heard most of the factual information that was spelled out in the statements by Vice Chairman Sweet. So I just merely wanted to add my comments and say that because of our evaluation of Section 1501 violation regarding unreasonable service, it is fact-specific as to the number of outages and their causes and the company's corrective actions. I agree with the dismissal of the complaint. However, I do stress that dismissal of the complaint by no means diminishes the inconvenience experienced by Mr. Paluti. I encourage Mr. Paluti to contact West Penn if service reliability declines in the future. I also ask that our staff from the Reliability and Emergency Preparedness Division of our Bureau of Technical Utility Services consider discussing this particular circuit condition and performance with West Penn Power. So thank you very much. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 1, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the formal complaint of the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus UGI Utilities, and continuing the omnibus on page 2 to include both items on page 2, ending the omnibus with the informal investigation of United Telephone of Pennsylvania doing business as CenturyLink.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 3 and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 3, beginning with the application of Teleport Communications of America, and continuing the omnibus on page 4 to include the last two items on page 4, but noting the postponement of the first item, the application of Telecove operations until the public meeting of November 19th. And continuing the omnibus on page 5 to include all three items on page 5 and both items on page 6 and all three items on page 7, ending the omnibus with the application of Netcom Systems Group.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 8, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the letter of notification filed by American Transition Systems.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Unora, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? I do have a statement, a verbal statement I just want to make for the record. You know, in this case, August 24th, 2020, American Transmission Systems, Inc., or ATSI, requested approval to construct a 138 kV transmission line tap in the city of Newcastle in Lawrence County to a new substation owned by 911 Industrial LLC to support electric service to 911's new facility. The estimated cost for the proposed project is about $1.3 million, and all costs will be paid for by ATSI. And they envision it may need to utilize the subject line extension for other customer connections. I'm voting to approve this application, but in the future, I would like to see more detailed information regarding the potential for other customers to utilize the upgraded service and cost allocation. Any further comments on this case? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 8, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion, beginning with the second item on page 8, the application of Utility Services Advisory Group, and including both items on page 9 and ending the omnibus with the Securities Certificate of the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 10, and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau, it is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt both items on page 10, beginning with the petition of the Industrial Energy Consumers of Pennsylvania and ending with the petition of UGI Utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner John Coleman. I did hear Vice Chairman Sweet, and then I kind of heard, so I'll have him as a second, although I did slightly hear Commissioner Unora. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 11, and matters presented by Chief ALJ Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 11, beginning with Judge Dunderdale's recommended decision in the application of PennDOT and ending with the recommended decision of Judge Myers in the application of Springetsbury Township.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 12, it is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ Myers' recommended decision in the joint default service plan of the Citizens Electric Company of Lewisburg and the Wellsboro Electric Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I have a statement.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I would ask that my statement be entered into the record as though I'd read it in its entirety. I just have sort of a brief summary, extemporaneous statement to make on this matter. Historically, really for the last few years, I have consistently agreed with the chair that the statutory requirement that there be a prudent mix of contracts include long-term contracts in these default service plan matters. As defined in the statute, a long-term contract is one that is more than 4 years, but no longer than 20 years. The longest contract in the settlement before us today is exactly 4 years. This is, therefore, a pretty close call. I wish that the settlement could be revisited to make it clear-cut that there was a prudent mix of contracts, including one more than 4 years, and that would, as I said, be a relatively simple fix. However, I realize that the statutory language in Act 129 that states that a default service filing must be acted upon by the commission via a final order within 9 months of the plan's filing, or the original filing goes into effect. Since we have an even number of commissioners, and more than once have been stymied with tie votes that would place a matter such as this in limbo, I have decided as a practical matter, and to avoid any delay or confusion about the approval of this settlement, that in this specific instance, because the difference is so close, I'm going to vote to approve this settlement. However, I would clearly want to state a reiteration of my agreement with the chair's past statements and what I believe will be her position today in a statement that the issue of prudent mix of contracts does include contract of more than 4 years. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. And you are correct that I do have a statement, and I ask that that statement be placed into the record in its entirety. And I really will just sum up what I have said in the past with my concerns in terms of the compliance with that Section 2807E of our of the Public Utility Code when it talks about the prudent mix of long-term contracts. And I just also want to note that I acknowledge that there is case precedent supporting the lawful deviation from that 2807. The Commonwealth Court determined that Pike County would or could purchase default service solely at hourly rates since the Commission properly considered the possibility of including short-term contracts, including financial hedges, and determined it was not prudent to do so. And that was in the Bukowski case. In this case, the record does not reflect that the same consideration was given. So given the lack of long-term contracts, and I do acknowledge that 4 years is very close, but I respectfully dissent in approving the company's default service plan. Any further comments or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? I am voting no. The motion passes 3-1, noting my dissent.
And finally, on page 12, it is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ Meyer's recommended decision in the 1307 gas cost recovery filed by UGI Utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Unora.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
And Madam Chairman, that concludes the regular agenda. Turning now to the carry-in. On the carry-in agenda On the first page, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistants that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the formal complaint of John Klein versus PPL Electric Utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
So moved.
I heard Commissioner Unora first, and then I heard Commissioner John Coleman. Commissioner Coleman, would you like to second the motion?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 2 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Law Bureau that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the Commonwealth Court's ruling on the deployment of smart meter technology.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet. So moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
And Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all matters for consideration today.
Thank you. And before we close out of our public meeting today, I would like to make some comments as we're coming up on the winter heating season about our prepare now. As we approach the end of October and colder weather settles across Pennsylvania, I want to draw your attention to two very important programs focused on keeping families safe and warm this winter. The first is the PUC's annual Prepare Now cold weather campaign. This week, my fellow commissioners and I reached out directly to public utility leadership across the state, emphasizing that every utility can take actions right now to enhance efforts to reach at-risk consumers. We also stress that consumer PUC safeguards, including this year's recently enhanced protections for low-income qualified households and small businesses, are a starting point, and I emphasize starting point, for assistance that public utilities can offer. Our public utilities are the first and most direct mechanisms to link struggling households with much-needed assistance. They provide essential services every day to millions of Pennsylvanians. They know their communities, they know the resources available, and they have the ability and the flexibility to work directly with customers. Additionally, we are approaching the seasonal start of enrollment in LIHEAP, the federally funded low-income energy assistance program. LIHEAP works in combination with various PUC-required utility assistance programs to help hundreds of thousands of families across the state every winter. Tomorrow, I will join Pennsylvania Department of Human Services Secretary Teresa Miller to kick off this year's LIHEAP season in Pennsylvania. So please stay tuned for more information about that essential program. As we continue to grapple with the health and financial impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, we know that there are households across the state facing the uncertainty and stress of worrying about their utility bills, including some who may never have experienced problems before. I urge everyone in that situation to pick up the phone and call your public utility as soon as possible to learn what options are available. Don't wait for the past due bills or termination notices before working to address any problems. And if you have a family member, friend, or neighbor who you think may have difficulties, encourage them to do the same. Also, remember that the PUC and a dedicated team in our Bureau of Consumer Services is there to assist consumers who are unable to resolve problems with their utilities. We are moving into the winter of an unprecedented year, and we encourage utilities, consumers, businesses, advocacy groups, and all other concerned parties to work closely in the coming weeks and months to help those who are struggling. I thank everyone. We thank everyone for joining us for the PUC's public meeting. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. And with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn today's meeting.
So moved, Sweet.
Is there a second?
Second, Eudora.
All those in favor in adjourning, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? No. We are officially adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.